Yes, hello.
Hello, Sweep.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Helena calling from Classic Hits 4FM. I was speaking to you yesterday. How are you?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
How I was, no.
I was talking to you yesterday, but
yeah,
I know. On the show.
Yeah, that's a joke.
Very sweet.
Okay, so what's happening today?
Well, actually, it's in the next, let's say, 20 minutes or so, maybe might have you on just about the Stephen Hawking thing. Would you come on and speak to us about it?
Oh, that'd be fun, yeah. Are we going to have Stephen Hawking himself there? Why not?
That's another joke, please.
No, we should have Stephen there. He comes on Irish TV. You know, I'll be here. No problem.
Great. Listen, I'll give you a call about 20 minutes then, okay?
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Carry on.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, hello.
Hi, Sweep. It's Helena again from 4FM.
Hello, Helena.
So, listen, I'm going to pop you on to talk to Mike now, if that's okay with you, yeah?
You're going to what?
I'm going to just pop you on to talk to Mike, pop you on air.
Be like that. See if I care.
Listen, we're just in the middle of just wrapping up on a topic that we were just discussing beforehand. So you're just going to hear a bit of you know, to and fro from callers on air at the moment who are just finishing up. Okay.
No elevator music. Okay, right.
Mike will be with you, and I'd say less than a couple of minutes anyway. Okay,
okay? No problem. Right.
Hang
Thank
on
you.
The line for me. Thanks a million, Sweep.
Will do. Is this Niall Boylan?
Did you're on the Niall Boylan show, Sweep. It's Mike in for Niall.
I thought it was a Mike. Yes. Okay. Go money. Gia Gitch.
Yeah, Gia swear good. Sweet.
Gonna mill him a hogget. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think he's mad to be doing this? Is he throwing money at nothing here?
Well, Stephen Hawking, you know, he's the great physicist and the cosmologist, this type of guy. But he's actually supporting this effort. He gives his support to it. This is actually being thrown up or funded by Yuri Milner. He's a Russian billionaire.
That's right.
Okay. So the key word, I guess, on this is intensive search of the heavens of known star systems and close star systems, things like that, by different radio telescopes around the world.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah, one in Australia. There's a couple of others that are lending their help, to it and things like that.
Let's get the brass tacks here, Sweet.
Okay.
Do you think he'll actually find anything?
Do you think he'll find anything?
Yeah.
It depends on if they want to be found or not, I suppose. Of course, you run up against the Fermi, you know, the Enrico Fermi paradox. Like
what the
hell
is that?
Huh?
What on earth is that?
What on earth is that? This was the original thing years ago when they were thinking about extraterrestrial intelligence and whether or not we're alone in the universe. This is where it all came from Enrico Fermi, the Italian physicist, okay?
Right.
And he suggested, okay, where are they? In other words, if all of these vast galaxies had intelligent life, they should have spread, colonized through, and we should know about them. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. The problem is, like Stephen Hawking, he's very reluctant about us being discovered. Or the Voyager thing with the plaque that went out, he is very much opposed to that because he didn't want alien civilizations to know we existed because they'd be more powerful, conquer us, know where we are, this type of thing.
But please, I'm very limited on time.
Okay, go.
I want to ask you a question because I don't want to get too much into...
Okay, he's... they're already here, is the answer to you.
What I want to know is, are they already here?
Yeah, they're already here. Yeah, they're working with... like in the United States, they're working on Nellis Air Force Base, Indian Springs, Nevada. We know people who have worked with the tall white aliens on that base. We also know about the Nordics. We know about the Greys. I have over 100 videos, 100 of UFOs, okay? And I've had communications. I've been in Army or military intelligence for 18 years. So the fact that this could all be a misdirection, even though it's $100 million project, okay?
So what you're pretty much saying is that Stephen Hawking would need to go and speak to the...
Stephen Hawking is out of the loop. He doesn't have a right to know, okay? He's doing his work. He's brilliant, okay? But he's out of the loop. He's a pedestrian, as we call them. I'm an insider, okay? We know the aliens are here.
We know they're already here. Okay, they're already there. They're already being studied. Sweet Fox, if people want to go and see these videos, by the way, where can they go?
Well, they can go to my website, which is irishufology.net, or they can just get me on Twitter. Just go to Sweeps Fox or @SweepsFox. You know, like Sweeps,
Sweeps Fox, expert in ufology and paranormal studies.
Well, I don't know how many people are experts, but I've had dealings with them.
There you go. We thought we'd bring you that. Have a great...
Sweeps, thanks many for coming on. I really appreciate it.
No, you're more than welcome. Have fun.
Listen, talk to you again. See ya.
That would be good. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.